I think Bal is from the Wolverine.com, the Michigan insider on the huge show across Michigan. He's standing by on the Meyer guest line. How you doing, Chris?
Hey, Billy. Doing great, my friend.
Yeah, so Tim May was on about 25 minutes ago and pretty confident in saying he believes Ohio State will beat Michigan State and take care of Michigan at the Big House a week from Saturday.
I'd probably agree with him. I don't know how confident I'd be, but I think they're the best team in the Big Ten. Now, in speaking to some players who played in the past, this is the kind of Michigan team that would knock off a more talented Ohio State team in the past. These guys are tight. They've got enough playmakers, I think, at some positions, especially defensive end, to at least make things interesting. Hassan Haskins, if you get 30 carries and 180 yards or something like that from him, you're talking about a guy who had 104 yards after contact against Penn State, Bill, then I think that they can make a game of it and keep it pretty tight. So, but you got to get by Maryland first, and Ohio State's got to get by Michigan State. Michigan State's got the worst pass defense in all of college football, but Ohio State's isn't a whole lot better, so expecting kind of a shootout there. And we've seen Michigan State go down there and surprise people in the past at Ohio State, something Michigan hasn't done. So both of these teams have to take care of business this week, but it's hard not to look ahead because it'd be the first time in a long time, Bill, that Michigan and Ohio State were playing for some kind of a title in Ann Arbor. Usually it's happened at Ohio State. But if they could, it could happen in Ann Arbor. Right now, the ticket is unbelievable. They're going for like $350 a piece in the end zone, or $400. A lot of people want to be there. But again, got to take care of business first this Saturday.
All right, and what about that business first game against Maryland? What do you like about the matchup that could make for an easy Saturday for Harbaugh and the Wolverines to get to the game against Ohio State at 10-1?
Yeah, I just don't like anything about Maryland's team, to be honest with you. With all three of their top four receivers are out. They lost another kid, a freshman, last week, and they had two of their top receivers out for the season before that. They give up sacks, and when the quarterback gets rushed, he panics. Their defense isn't very good. I think their running defense is like number 90 in the country. Their rushing offense is like 112th. And I'm trying to look at one area objectively where I think Maryland could do some damage, and I don't see it. I don't think that they're going to run the ball. I think if they're one-dimensional, they're going to have a really hard time throwing the ball, especially with Michigan's defensive ends getting pressure on them. And to me, this is going to be another one of those games. Jim Harbaugh has not had a tight game against Maryland since he's been here. I think it's going to be one of those where I look at the 14-point spread and say I'd bet on Michigan probably 10 times out of 10 to cover that.
So we get through Maryland, and then you get the week leading up to Ohio State, and the Wolverines would know then if Ohio State beats Michigan State that that game means they're four quarters away, barring overtime, from going to the Big Ten championship game for the first time in school history. It's still one of those things I can't believe that Michigan has never been to Indy.
Yeah, it's hard to wrap your head around it. And I go back when I talk to older Michigan guys, to the teams in the 50s, from like 1951 to 1964, they didn't win a title. They had some good teams and good players, guys like Ron Kramer, who was one of the all-time greats as a tight end before playing in the NFL, never won a championship at Michigan, and you can go down the list. But it shouldn't happen. And to not even make the game is really... it's pretty embarrassing. If you look at the teams that have, they should definitely be one of them. So, and I think Jim Harbaugh's got him back on track anyway. But at some point, you've got to be the team that gets you over the hump. And I think these guys really want to be. I don't know if they have the talent to do it, but when you look at guys like Cade McNamara, we saw him on the sidelines. I don't know if you saw that interview with Molly McGrath that he did, Bill, where he had tears in his eyes and he was talking about his center, Andrew Vistardis, and how many injuries he'd gone through and what a big deal it was for them to be put in the position to be in position by beating Penn State. And he said it was how much it meant to him. And that's what it takes. Everybody can talk about how cliche it is to talk about chemistry and guys caring about each other, but that is a huge aspect of a championship team. And these guys, I think, have it. They have enough talent. That's what we're going to find out.
Chris Bowles from the Wolverine.com, the Michigan insider, joining us on the Meyer guest line here on the huge show across Michigan. I did retweet your tweet about your Wolverine TV podcast where you and Doug Skeen talked about the trap game against Maryland and much more. People can go to the Wolverine.com and watch that and listen What was the theme of that conversation? You do your weekly Michigan football podcast with Skeen.
Yeah.
Conversation about Maryland, the trap game, and looking ahead to Ohio State. What did you take from that?
Yeah, you know, 18 to 22-year-old kids, it's human nature. And if we can go back to 86 when Jim Harbaugh and company lost to Minnesota the week before playing Ohio State, they were undefeated in the national championship hunt. I think they were number three in the country when they lost to Minnesota at home because they overlooked them. And I asked Skeen if he'd ever been in that position. We went to Illinois in 1992, I think it was. Yeah, it was his senior year. They had three ties that year, and they were lucky to tie. They fumbled probably 10 times and ran for about 500 yards on Illinois and still ended up in a 22-22 tie. And he said, yeah. He said, part of you just, you know, is looking ahead. And this is something, though, that Jim Harbaugh's teams have not generally done. Indiana's given them some battles before Ohio State, but they've done a pretty good job the week before in taking care of business. But we only have to go back to, I think, 2018 when Maryland, the week before Michigan, the week before Ohio State played Michigan, gave Ohio State everything it could handle and probably should have won that game in Maryland. So I think they'll be ready. From what we've heard, they came back with a business-like attitude on Sunday and Monday like they had all year, intent on taking care of business on Saturday. They'll be relatively healthy. Blake Corum won't play, and Jamon Green probably won't play again, but it's going to be the same cast of characters that took care of business at Penn State. It doesn't look like weather's going to be a factor. I think Michigan's going to be able to handle Maryland on Saturday, Bill.
Chris Ballas from TheWolverine.com. He's joining us on the Meyer guest line. Also, TheWolverine.com, a huge holiday deal right now and a great gift idea for any Michigan fan. $1 for the year with their move to on3.com. You can sign up now while that deal lasts at thewolverine.com. I do want to get your thoughts on Michigan basketball, and I know a lot of people are talking about young team learning 40 minutes against a veteran, tough, physical Seton Hall team. It's going to be vitally important that Houston, if not Bufkin, Johns, Williams, these guys are stepping up because you have Brooks and Dickinson, but as teams start game planning and looking at things, and Seton Hall did it last 15 minutes of that game, other Michigan players are going to need to step up against quality teams.
Yeah, without a doubt. And Houston's the big one. You got to have a shooter on the floor, and he's supposed to be that guy. He went 0 for 4 from three-point range and missed all of his other shots but one. And they need more from that position. There's no doubt about it. Now, what was most disappointing was they let their lack of offense affect their defense. Some of these young kids like Caleb Houston and Kobe Bufkin, they lost the shooters. They could have won that game anyway. And you'd be a lot more disheartened if they had gotten beat from start to finish. But they came out, they were up by 11 in the second half, and there were some mental breakdowns that you would expect, frankly, of a bunch of freshmen out there. It was, you know, a two-man team essentially in the second half for Michigan with Eli Brooks and Hunter Dickinson. And Dickinson didn't get an attempt, Bill, in the last 13 minutes of the game. I guarantee you that won't happen again. So, but they need other guys to step up, and they need more shooting. Where is that going to come from? Well, number one, it's got to be Houston. And I think Devontae Jones at point guard is better than he's shown. He's not going to be as good with the ball as some of the guys that they've had in the past several years, but I think he's more than capable. I think you'll see a better effort from him going forward as well.
Chris, before I let you go, what's your pick in the Michigan at Maryland game on Saturday in College Park on the East Coast?
Yeah, I got Michigan something like 34-13, Bill. I think it'll be a workmanlike effort, and it's going to be hard, in my opinion, for Maryland to score on this defense, especially with all their injuries.
We will talk next week multiple times, Chris. It will be Ohio State at Michigan week, Thanksgiving week. Thankful that the Wolverines should be 10-1 taking on the mighty Buckeyes at the Big House.
I can't wait, Bill.
Or if they lose to Maryland, we won't talk at all next week and enjoy your Thanksgiving.
That's probably true, my friend. I'll probably be in a gutter somewhere.
We love you, buddy.
Thanks, man. Take care.
All right, Chris Ballas from TheWolverine.com. Yeah, and with their move to on3.com, huge deal. I think it's $1 for the year. All the details at TheWolverine.com.